Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
After picking up Dude 44 Alpha, the HH60 Jolly Green Fight was engaged by every single person in Iran who had a small arms weapon. And one of the aircraft, the trailing aircraft, took several hits. The crew sustained minor injury, and they are going to be fine.
And they, you know, also this is General Dan Kane, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, yesterday during this long press conference, very interesting press conference, by the way, where we lost the A-10, but not in the combat, right? He was able to return back and ditch it over Kuwaiti water, basically, and then he got rescued, no big deal. But he was one of the Sandies, and then he explained what were the Sandies, and I had not heard this term before, so I was curious.
A note for those of you that do not know what a Sandy does. Named after the flight call sign that did this very mission in Vietnam, flying A-1 Sky Raiders and A-7 Corsairs. A Sandy has one mission: get to the survivor, bring the rescue force forward, and put themselves between that survivor on the ground and the enemy. They are committed to this. This is what they live for, and this is what they've trained for over many, many years. The A-10 force and the rescue force did a fantastic job rescuing Dude 44 Alpha.
So this is A-10s getting refueled. Well, probably they didn't get refueled in flight, but, you know, Blackhawks, various helicopters, there's a whole bunch of them that they list off who got using this, getting refueled midair and then going into the location to basically defend the down Wizzo and, you know, kill anybody who tried to get close to him. Meanwhile, we've got seven different locations that were doing similar air operations to make it look like those are the places where the backseater is, and it's not actually where he's at, to try to distract the Iranians from what we were doing. There was a daylight. This is the first operation. Sorry, I was saying the Wizzo. This is actually the frontier, the pilot operation, which was its own daylight 7-hour flight in and rescue operation. Very courageous, amazing. Then the second one, the one we've heard more about. We talked quite a bit about this yesterday. The second operation was to find the wounded down Wizzo, the backseater, as he had climbed up in the mountain, basically to stay alive until he can activate his rescue beacon and we can come and find him and get him, which was not an easy thing to do either.
Meanwhile, the backseater, as the president and the secretary have said, had continued to work and survive. Through the hours of daylight, Dude 44 Bravo, the backseater, evaded. Using every means available, the efforts of the United States military, the Central Intelligence Agency, and others were attempting to find and locate with precision Dude 44 Bravo, the backseater.
I mean, he's on a mountain. You know, where he climbed, I've heard different numbers, but 7,000 feet. A 7,000-foot tall mountain is not small. You got to find a person on a mountain. That's not so easy, right?
A note on the backseater and the frontseater. The single most important contributor to a successful rescue operation is the spirit of attack inside the heart of that downed aviator.
Amen.
Their will to survive, their will to evade, their will to recover is everything. In this case, the backseater's absolute commitment to surviving made much of our efforts possible.
Yeah, and meanwhile, of course, Iran was hunting him because of what President Trump said was a disclosure, a leak of the fact that we had rescued the one and not the other one that they would not have otherwise known about, which complicated things tremendously.
On Saturday, 4 April, after establishing positive communications with the backseater, we learned, as the president said, that he was injured and actively evading enemy forces. And thanks to our interagency partners, we were able to get eyes on his location and positively ID him. Throughout this entire time, the enemy force continued to search for 44 Bravo, and the joint force continued to strike them over and over and over again.
They were hunting him, and we were hunting them.
Again, this came to the president and the secretary for approval, this time with a much larger force package based on the time that the enemy had to prepare to find 44 Bravo. Again, this force was protected by A-10 Warthogs using the Sandy call sign. And this force had one single mission: do everything they can to bring an American home.
Just flying around the area and cleaning up anything that might get in the way.
This meant having a plan, being prepared to execute that plan, and more importantly, being prepared for multiple simultaneous contingencies. And because of this force's professionalism, grit, and determination, fight off two enemies at the same time: the enemy searching for 44 Bravo and contingencies, which anyone who has done these types of missions knows we run into every single time. The force fought off both of those enemies incredibly well.
You work against the enemy that's human, and you work against the enemy that's who knows what's going to happen, and having to deal with all of that.
These two operations reflect our nation's most sacred obligation to our military service members. We leave no one behind, bless you. It also perfectly captures the first truth of our special operations forces, that people are more important than hardware. That is the standard we live by, and the rescue forces that execute these missions operate under a clear motto: these things we do that others may live.
As I mentioned before, that is a strategic military value, is the emboldened activity of knowing that your country will come get you if something goes wrong. You're willing to take risk. You have a higher level of morale, dedication to each other. It's a different ethos, and it does produce a different kind of results. But, yeah, these two missions show who we are, show who they're not, that our ability to go into Iran and do this, and they couldn't do a damn thing to stop us. With all of the ability that they had, they didn't have any ability, not really. Unbelievable. And there's this press conference, there was a lot in this, okay? And I haven't even really gotten into the geopolitics stuff that is really fascinating. I may not get to that today. We may have to save that for tomorrow. But John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Back to rolling accident-free, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, experiencing about a five-minute delay. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. Question was asked by Fox News about anybody in the military leadership who disagreed with this plan or advised him not to go. Because obviously, when it comes to things like this, this is massively risky. And not everybody's going to always be on board. You've heard other tales that Obama with bin Laden was a go, no go, and people were against it. I think, even if I remember correctly, I could be wrong, but even Biden was against it. So you got a lot of advisors, but ultimately the decision's on you.
So was everyone on board with the operation, or were there people that were trying to talk you out of going through with the operation this weekend?
Not everybody was on board.
Somebody else within?
No, there was military people, very professional, that preferred not doing it. These two were totally on board, which was very important. They weren't. I would have had a little difficulty. But no, there were military people that said, you just don't do this. You don't go into the heart of a very powerful military. You have countries and countries. You have some countries where military is not their strong suit. This whole thing is militarized like nobody's ever seen before. Half the people are wearing uniforms.
Yeah, I mean, that's an exaggeration, but the point is Iran has a real major military, right?
And we had people within the military. Usually it's not done. That's one of the reasons. I was surprised. Somebody said it's the only time it's ever been done. I said, that's not possible. But it is possible, because you're going into hundreds of thousands of soldiers along the path. I mean, look at some of the helicopters, how they got hit. So, yeah, there were people within the military that said it's a wise. And don't forget, how many men did you send altogether, approximately, for the operation?
I'd love to keep that a secret.
Okay, well, we are. But I will tell you, the number, I'll keep it a secret, but it was hundreds and hundreds of these people. That's pretty good. Is he central casting? But hundreds of people went into this journey. Hundreds of people could have been killed. Forget about the equipment. A lot of equipment. Nobody cares. Hundreds of people could have been killed. So we had people that were within the military that said this is not a wise. And I understood that. But I decided to do it.
Yeah, and he's not revealing anything. If they're going to say 155 aircraft, you can certainly guess that the number of personnel was, my personal guess is somewhere between 500 and 1,000, which means that up to 500 to 1,000 people could have been captured, killed, wounded. You know, like, this was a major operation. The fact that, and not to underemphasize the importance of being wounded, but nobody was killed. Some people were wounded relatively minorly, we think, and we lost a few aircraft and some stuff, and embarrassed the hell out of the Iranian military that they couldn't stop us in their own country when we had to go 7 hours in both locations, right? It's an amazing story. Now, there was a lot in this press conference yesterday that is relevant for what's happening today. The main one is that, remember, President Trump has been very clear in saying, tonight's the deadline, 8 o'clock. If you don't do, we're going to unleash. I mean, it's going to be bad, okay? We have already, Fox News is actually reporting that overnight we apparently attacked targets on Karg Island already. That's the oil depot, okay? So they're working on that already. Bunkers, radar stations, ammunition storage. Senior U.S. officials tell Jennifer Griffin. She does great reporting, by the way. So that's already kind of happening. But he's told them, you better come to a deal with us or else. And the or else is power stations and bridges, or maybe other things as well. And the question then from the civilians in the room, or at least from the New York Times, one slice of the civilian in the room, was, well, that would be a war crime if you bomb a power plant.
Thank you, Mr. President, for the question. Deliberate attacks on civilian infrastructure violate the Geneva Conventions and international law.
Who are you with?
I'm with the New York Times. Zolan from the New York Times. Are you
failing? The failing.
Are you concerned?
Circulation way down at the New York Times.
Are
What's
you
going
concerned
over
that your threat to bomb power plants and bridges amount to
no,
war
not
crimes?
At all. No, I'm not. I hope I don't have to do it.
I hope I don't have to do it. Hear that part. He doesn't want to be doing any of this. He's kind of angry that other presidents haven't done their job. He actually said that yesterday. You know, going back 50 years, other presidents should have taken care of this, and here I am having to do it because they wouldn't. When they're at the peak of their strength, right, and the peak of their risk, why didn't you do your job?
But, again, I just said, 47 years they've been negotiating with these people. They're great negotiators, and because they're not going to have a nuclear weapon. And if somebody that takes my place someday is weak and ineffective, which possibly that will happen, because we had numerous presidents that were weak, ineffective, and afraid of Iran. We're never going to let Iran have a nuclear weapon.
He's not trying to just defend against the danger of Iran today to us, to the region, to Israel, to Europe. He's trying to defend against a nuclear war in the future, too, under subsequent presidents who he cannot count on to do the right thing in case the wrong people get elected.
If you think it's okay for people that are sick of mind, that are tough, smart, and sick, really sick, from a policy standpoint, from a standpoint, any which way you want to say, mentally, these are disturbed people. If you think I'm going to allow them, and powerful and rich, to have a nuclear weapon, you can tell your friends at the New York Times, not going to happen.
As we've seen with North Korea, what happens then? And North Korea is nowhere near as bad of a problem as Iran would be with nuclear weapons, because they would be willing to use them, eager to use them. They would not just be hiding out in their North Korea haven, secure from attack because they have them. They would want to act.
Your messaging on the war has moved from the war is coming to an end to we're going to be bombing Iran to the Stone Ages. Right. And we've heard a range of those kind of messages. So which is it? Are you winding this down?
Can't tell you.
Are you escalating?
I can't tell you. I don't know. I can't tell. It depends what they do. This is a critical period. They have a period of, well, till tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I gave them an extension. They asked for an extension of 7 days, right? I said, Steve, give them 10 days. 10 days is up actually today, so I gave them 11, I guess, indirectly. I thought it was inappropriate the day after Easter. I want to be a nice person.
That one cracks me up because of the post on True Social that he put out on Easter anyway.
They have till tomorrow. Now, we'll see what happens. I can tell you they're negotiating, we think, in good faith. We're going to find out. We're getting the help of some incredible countries that want this to be end it because it affects them also. A lot of people are affected by this, but we're giving them till tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern time.
That's today.
And after that, they're gonna have no bridges. They're gonna have no power plants. Stone ages, yeah. Stone ages.
And I think he's willing to do it. And of course, that's the whole issue of a threat, is you have to make in the mind of your adversary the belief that you're willing to follow through on it, right? That's true with nuclear deterrence. That's true with any kind of leverage. And that's what he's been trying to show them throughout with this war, that he's willing to do what others are not willing to do in order to get the end result of thwarting them having the ability to threaten the whole world, or at least the region, with nuclear weapons. It is clear from listening to this press conference yesterday and other things about the president, he's furious with former presidents for failing to do what needed to be done. He's furious with NATO for refusing to act, for refusing to come in and help us. He said that yesterday. He's very disappointed in NATO. He's disappointed with other places, you know, Japan, Spain, Australia, he mentioned, South Korea. He looks at this problem as obvious. And he's frustrated with all the other people who don't seem to grasp that there's a problem. And so but he has gotten around him, the people who do see the problem the way he sees it, clearly the way the Israelis see it, the way I see it. I agree with the president about this. I agree with him about the war. That's why it's so frustrating when you have somebody like the Pope come out and say what he says, or the Archbishop come out and say what he says. How do you not get this? And yet there are a lot of people who completely disagree and don't get it the way I'm saying it. 437-1620, 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, expect about a 9-minute delay. Also, Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, experiencing a 7-minute delay, and Highway 29 southbound approaching 9 Mile Road, about a 10-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're in the market for that next vehicle, or maybe not even quite yet in the market, you don't want to buy brand new, but you don't want to buy super old. You want to buy a good quality used car. Well, that's Frontier. And when I say you don't even know you're in the market yet, that's because if you're like me, you put this off longer than you should. Every time I have bought a newer car, because I don't buy new cars, but every time I have replaced a car that's, it's always been I waited too long. I didn't need to drive my first Accord to 330,000 miles before I replaced it. I was spending more money on repairing that thing than I wound up spending on the replacement car. And that's the point. You push it too long because it's annoying to deal with the car salesman and the process and the change and the time it takes and all that. But when you get a car you love instead of a car that you're enduring, oh, man, it's a great joy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God answers our prayers one of three ways: yes, wait, or no. When God says yes, we rejoice. When God says wait, we learn patience. When God says no, we are reminded that He is God, because if God couldn't say no, then He wouldn't be God, we would be. As our loving Father, He says no to His children, and we submit to His will. As our King, He says no, and we bow our knee. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul asks God three times to remove a thorn in the flesh, and essentially, God says no. But God told Paul, "I will give you grace to handle your trial." Sometimes God says no to our request, but then He says yes to sufficient grace to help in the time of need.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's the Calverts, one of the Gulf Coast's hottest and newest bands, bringing classic rock, rhythm and blues, and high-energy hits from the 60s to today. Their motto, if you can't dance to it, they don't play. See you for the first Bands on the Beach.
I'm Terry Village Shishati, former commanding officer of Naval Air Station Pensacola, and I wanted to personally invite you all to join us on May 8th for the second annual Pensacola Navy Days Golf Tournament presented by Astro Lincoln. It's going to be held on board Naval Air Station Pensacola at the historic A.C. Reed Golf Course. There's going to be some great giveaways, contests throughout the course, and we're going to finish up the day with an awesome award ceremony. So to find out more, go on PensacolaNavyDays.org and click on the events page. Come on out and support Pensacola Navy Days and our incredible military community.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know.
7:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Sheriff Chip Simmons, including stuff with the budget, as the Escambia County Commission has at least hinted at the prospect of changing their deal with him if the property tax issue goes through and get a big reduction in homestead property taxes. So we'll be talking about that. Somebody says nobody's talking about the ones who were left when Biden pulled out and all the equipment that we lost at that time. Yeah, the contrast is pretty stark.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa.
8 o'clock Eastern Time, and after that, they're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants.
President Trump reordering his deadline for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz. And minutes ago on Truth Social, the president posting a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. The U.S. military strikes dozens of Iranian military targets in Karg Island overnight, including bunkers, radar stations, and ammunition storage. As for ceasefire talks.
We're learning more about the U.S. and Iranian demands at the negotiating table. The United States wants the dismantling of Iran's nuclear facilities, zero uranium enrichment, missile constraints on the ballistic missile program, the Strait of Hormuz open.
That's Fox's Tree Yinks in Tel Aviv. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 50 degrees right now. We've got sunshine this morning, looking like a nice start to our day. Our full forecast with Brooke Richardson is on the way here in just a few moments. New class of Escambia County Fire Cadets wrapping up training this week. And they'll have 3 days of live drills involving real-life scenarios, heat and smoke. 17 students will be graduating from that program. It's the second class trained entirely in-house by the county's own lieutenants, who provided over 530 hours of instruction, going well over the state's 492-hour requirement. Training officials do say that in-house model helps to create a stronger mentorship bond between instructors and cadets. Of course, the fire department has grown from 77 to 215 personnel over the past 15 years and is building two new fire stations at Paradise Beach and on Kingsfield Road. $1 million has been secured by state officials to help fund a dedicated live fire training facility in Escambia County. The new cadets will begin as probationary firefighters this weekend, bringing the department to near full staffing levels. Senator Rick Scott says he's disgusted by what some Democrat lawmakers did recently. Scott reacting yesterday to a visit that Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal and Congressman Jonathan Jackson made to Cuba last weekend. Scott said the only reason radical left lawmakers can virtue signal with dictators and thugs is they have freedom, which the oppressive Cuban regime would never allow. The former director of the nursing program at Northwest Florida State College in Niceville pushing back after being forced to resign following the discovery of what investigators called live medications, including fentanyl and morphine in unlocked campus storage areas. Dr. Tanya Beauregard told Channel 3 the vials found were not drugs, but actually saline solutions that were used to teach nursing students how to properly draw and administer medications.
She says hospitals routinely donate empty vials to the program that are filled with saline for training purposes. The school had the substances destroyed by a medical waste company without chemical testing. Beauregard said she was given a choice between termination and resignation before the investigation was even complete. Well, if you're not familiar with how to get a passport, that process is easy. News Radio's Chris Bryan says that there is help available.
Santa Rosa County residents will have an opportunity to receive passport assistance. Passport Day coming up Saturday from 8 to 2. The Walk-In event focuses on assisting people applying for a passport for the very first time. No appointments are necessary. The event will take place at the clerk's offices on Caroline Street in Milton and the South End Service Center on Gulf Breeze Parkway. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. And it is 7:35 at News Radio. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Let's see here. If you're on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29, expect about a 7-minute delay there. Also, Highway 90 coming into Pensacola through that construction zone, seeing about a 15-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at some very beautiful weather today with some cooler temperatures in the morning, warming up near 77 degrees for your afternoon highs with some sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 57. For Wednesday, small 20% chance of a stray sprinkle, otherwise partly sunny skies, high near 73. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 58. Looking at that nice weather as we head into Thursday with a small 20% chance of rain continuing. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
7:35. Right now we've got 50 degrees with sunshine. Your next news at 8. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A top Federal Reserve official said an interest rate hike could be appropriate if inflation remains persistently above the central bank's 2% target. Beth Hammack, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland, said in an interview with the Associated Press that her general preference is for the Fed to keep its benchmark interest rate unchanged for quite some time. Oil prices have risen after President Trump reiterates threats to bomb every bridge and power plant in Iran if the country does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz by tonight. West Texas Intermediate currently at 114 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at 110 per barrel. Samsung forecasts record quarterly profit as AI chip demand lifted prices. Revenue and profit beat market expectations and preliminary guidance. The guideline suggests that Samsung is regaining ground in the high bandwidth memory race. Futures have dropped as Iran ceasefire hopes have faded. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 114, the NASDAQ down 137, the S&P 500 down 27. That's Your Money Now.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money in refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number, 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number, save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care this morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The day began with live special coverage of the UWF press conference.
Today marks an important milestone for the University of West Florida in Argonaut Athletics.
Then, President Trump's speech.
My fellow Americans, good evening.
Followed by the launch of Artemis II.
And liftoff. The crew of Artemis II now bound for the moon.
humanity's next great voyage begins.
News can happen anytime, and we're there to cover it. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious minds.
And even though we do have a funding agreement in place with the sheriff, if something happened like that, I mean, you know, we can enter agreements in the best of faith, but when things like this would happen, no one would have anticipated that at the onset of a funding agreement. And I think it would take a conversation and a partnership even with him. I mean, I think that would, and I don't think that's unreasonable. I mean, Chip has been on, you know, he did spend a couple of years on this side of the equation as well. You know, it's not just been city law enforcement and county law enforcement. I mean, he's been on our side, and you can't anticipate all the variables at the beginning of some of these.
Well, and I agree with that, Commissioner Berry.
So, the Escambia County Commission, during a kind of a budget-ish discussion last week, and talking about the property tax issue, if the state actually does eliminate homestead property taxes, the $79 million hit to the budget, about $4 million to the library as well, and what that would mean for them. And in that conversation, Mike Kohler had mentioned that obviously constitutional officers, that's your, you know, clerk and your election supervisor and your sheriff, everybody who you elect independently and doesn't have their own ability to set a budget like the school board or ECUA, that those people are going to, you know, they're going to be part of the cuts as well. Well, the sheriff is in the middle of, I think, a 3-year deal right now. And Stephen Barry and Mike Kohler seem to think, well, he's a reasonable guy. He used to work for them. well, at least for Stephen Barry, as the assistant county administrator. So he'll understand that the terms need to change. Now, this is a lot of if. But, you know, obviously we have to think about this because we're looking at a special session right now and then what would happen eventually. Joining us now, we have Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I just wanted to get your reaction. I assume you guys have also been considering all of this and the varying messages. Would it be possible, you know, could law enforcement get cut? Would increases that don't happen, would that constitute a cut? And the deal that you're in with the Escambia County Commission. And I wanted to give you a chance to comment, respond, whatever you think.
Well, I mean, obviously, things can change. I think at this point, we are still in a budget agreement with
three years,
county. 3 years, yeah. Right? And we're in year one, I guess, of that agreement. And as of right now, we don't know what's going to happen with the property tax. There were a couple of bills in the House and a couple in the Senate, and I think just one in the House made it, but nothing made it through. That's why there's a special session. We don't know what the governor's going to do. I do think that it's prudent to start looking ahead. What ifs? You know, we always do that. We always plan ahead, and we've done that internally as well. And while I certainly understand if you enter into an agreement and all of a sudden there's no money, something has to change. To Commissioner Berry's point, I do understand that. However, I would hope that there would be some alternative funding source for public safety. I happen to think that the sheriff's office, ambulance service, fire are top priority, and that the Board of County Commission will find a way to fund it at the existing or certainly fulfill the 3-year budget deal. But if you ask me if I understand that if all of a sudden there's a cut to the budget, that things have to change, we have to reevaluate things, I do understand that. I mean, I'm not crazy. But regardless of what you hear.
I don't hear that. But, yeah, and I just – obviously a lot of this is sort of planning for the future and hypothetical what if. But, I tend to think politically it would be almost – I mean, it would be very, very bad for them to come out with public safety cuts. But then again, you know, I mean, if big chunks of your budget go away, something has to give, and that's kind of the point that they're trying to make.
Well, and again, part of the reason why I believe it did not pass so far is because there was a lot of concern about public safety cuts and about different things. There were some bills that had carve-outs for law enforcement and that they couldn't be cut. However, if you don't increase the budget, then you're basically cutting services because costs are going up. But I think that.
Well, and even your deal has a stair step. I mean, your deal exactly. is more every year, more. Yeah. Right. So,
but because the cost of insurance and the cost of Florida retirement system, all these things that are out of our control, quite right. frankly, are, you know, there are some additions. And I would just remind everyone that while I feel like the Board of County Commissioners and I, we worked on this in earnest, and it was a good thing. We're not getting the pay raises that the Highway Patrol was getting. We weren't getting the pay raises that the Florida Department of Law Enforcement are getting this past couple of years either. So I think it was a fair deal. I think it's certainly working for our recruiting. We mm-hmm. have I was meeting with representatives from Ashley Moody's office yesterday, actually last week, and we were talking about the fact that we don't really have a recruiting issue right now. We have three vacancies in the sworn side, and we have about 40 people on the list. So it's working out very well. So my point is we've never been in a better position than we are now as a sheriff's office, but we always take a look at the future and try to plan for what lies ahead.
Anything else out of that meeting with the senator that you want to mention that was, you know?
Well, the discussion there was with his chief of domestic policy, and the name escapes me right now,
okay.
but it's Bia is who we met with. But anyways, we were talking about what they could do.
Okay.
Senator Ashley Moody has always done a good job, and so has Senator Scott, of asking what can we do for you. Mm-hmm. We talked about sovereign immunity. We talked about supporting law enforcement. We talked a little bit about ICE. We talked a little bit about everything. And I just wanted to make sure that they understood locally. We appreciate the support on the federal side, just like we would on the state side.
We're talking to Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, traffic is backed up all the way to Woodbine through that construction zone. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, experiencing about a 9-minute delay through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. You know, we don't like to use that Q word, but a relatively low level of high-profile incidents in the last week. Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah. No, I took a look at our the unusual reports that might have surfaced, and there's
pink hair, tongue out. Is that the big story?
Yeah. Well, that's one of the stories, I guess. Yeah. You know, we deal with a variety of people on a daily basis, and sometimes these individuals are not afraid to fight law enforcement. In this particular case, that's what this guy said, is I'm not afraid to get a charge, which means he's, you know, he's coherent enough to say, I know what I'm about to do, and I know there'll be a charge, and I'm willing to accept that. And he did. So he punched our deputy and broke one of our deputy's glasses, ended up taking the charge that he yeah. was foreseeing. And now I'm assuming he's still in jail.
This is Marcus Allen. This is the guy who allegedly hit the cop. Well, you say he did. I know I take your word for it. As they were trying to apprehend him, this is the crazy red hair, dreadlocks, and the tongue sticking out guy. Do people perform a lot for that? I mean, no, you don't. I know you don't run the jail, but you used to kind of, you know, you were the supervisor over that part. You kind of read before you were the sheriff. Okay, when you worked at the county.
Yes.
And you worked in the jail for a long time. Do people perform for their mugshots a lot? Is that a common thing?
Some people that just, you know, that have been there a time
enough
or two
times.
And they understand that this is a photo shoot and they take advantage of that. Yeah.
I'm just like, show me the pouty face. Show me the, like,
they understand it's going to be out in the public.
It's going to be there.
And they
so,
might as well
right.
make the most of it, their opportunity.
We also had, Pensacola Beach. You had what, one arrest? I mean, things are quiet pretty much on the beach, right? For the spring break is almost over or mostly over.
It's mostly over. There's a couple of colleges from Louisiana that are still having their spring break. But, yeah, I talked to Lieutenant Barnes, who's over the beach, yesterday, and we talked about, you know, they did have some large crowds. There seems to be this thing where these teenagers, and by teenagers, I mean 13, 14, 15-year-olds.
Who cannot drive?
That's right. They get dropped off, or they get to catch rides with their grown-up peers. Or more grown-up peers.
Wait, I understand going with your 16-year-old buddy, but parents are dropping their teenagers off at impromptu gatherings at Pensacola Beach?
Yes, that's what they're telling me, yes.
Parent?
Because my question
what
to
them... What parent does this?
Well, parent's a strong word. I will tell you that there are, you know, I was asking, I said, where are they parking? Because, you know, it's a gridlock,
yeah.
even in later afternoon on Pensacola Beach. And they said, well, then parents or neighbors or individuals drop them off, and then they don't have to park. They just drive away and come back a couple hours later. That's what some of them do. Some of them, obviously, we'll drop them off and then find a place to park a lot farther down the road. And so those are the issues that we have been dealing with. But we have had...
Pensacola Beach is like the new mall.
It is. There are people that want to make it with regards to that teen hangout place. Which, again, there's nothing illegal about
nothing
hanging
right,
out.
Right.
There's no problem with that. I will tell you, though, and you know, if you're listening to this, you're gonna judge what I say. But I'm telling you, you may judge what I say, or you probably agree with it. If you're dropping off your teens, or if you don't know where your teens are going on a Friday night, Saturday night, and you're aware of some of these teen takeover type operations throughout the state, not just here, or throughout the country, really, then you're part of the problem. I think you've got to pay attention to where your kids are going. It was true in the 70s and 80s and 90s. It's certainly true now because there are videos of what they're wanting to do is get into a large parking lot, large area. They video themselves dancing on cars and doing different things. We haven't had that over last weekend, but we did have that the first weekend of spring break. And we have over probably double the deputies that we typically would have to prevent any kind of disruption of businesses or fights or anything worse.
I know you can see it on my face. I'm just in disbelief that the parent of a 14-year-old, you know, gets asked, hey, can you take me out to the beach? Well, why? No big deal. Just take me out there. A bunch of friends are going to the beach. Am I just leaving you there? Just leave me there. What are y'all doing? Oh, it's an outdoor rave. Oh, okay. Here we go.
Well, again, there's two things.
What is wrong with you?
It's not always the parents. There are some parents
okay,
who are grown-ups.
Right, but
I get that
the 17-year-olds are stupid. Okay, I get that. I mean, I was 17. I get it. It's the parent part. I just can't believe parents are, you know, all right, hop in the minivan. You got any friends who want to go? Like,
well, I mean, I also would encourage them to ask the questions. Where are you going? Who are you going with? And what are you going to be doing? Because you better not end up on some TikTok video dancing on the hood of a car at not just the beach, at the mall or wherever you may be going.
Okay.
These are just some of the things that we have to deal with.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go home and sit with this one for a while. Meanwhile, in other sort of good news, you have put a wrap up on one of your vans, I guess. Is this a patrol van? What is this exactly?
We know our honor guard does quite a bit of traveling. Whenever there's an officer that loses their life in our region or in the state of Florida, we will send a crew to up there as well. In fact, we'll be going. Our honor guard will be going to both Tallahassee and to the Washington Memorial because we're adding Deputy Jeremy Cassidy to the wall in both the state and to the National Memorial. So they'll be driving soon. It's the van that they had.
So it literally is the honor guard's van that
it
has
is
now
the
been
honor
wrapped
van. That's
with
the only
honor
people
guard.
That will be using it. That's
got
correct.
It. Okay.
And the so they wanted it to look like an honor guard vehicle and also to pay tribute to those who have paid that ultimate sacrifice. And the foundation, Skamby County Sheriff Foundation, has decided that, we'll wrap that. We'll pay for that wrap. And if you look at the van now, it's not just a white van. It is a what I consider a beautiful honor and tribute to those who've paid that ultimate sacrifice.
It is.
In
it
fact,
really
on the
is.
Back of it, it's got the names and the date or the year at which they lost their life for their community. So we're certainly thankful for the Skamby County Sheriff Foundation. Again, no tax dollars were used on this wrap, although I think that the community would say, I think that to pay honor and tribute to our deputies, that would be fine. However, the foundation, they raise money, and they have two things. They want to help with our engagement, the Blazer Academy, mm-hmm. and our movie nights, but they also provide support for the employees as well. And in this case, they have paid for, not the first wrap that they paid for. They paid for the wrap that we put on a Corvette that we seized also. Mm-hmm. And they pay for a number of things that they just don't brag about.
Last thing, Cops, Cars, and Crawfish coming up this weekend.
Speaking of the Skamby County Sheriff Foundation, their largest and greatest fundraiser will be this weekend. It's going to be at Five Flags Speedway, and it will start. We'll have a car show, and we'll also have, obviously, Crawfish. Cars and Cops will be there because there's a car show. So you can show up. Even if you haven't registered yet, you can show up early that morning. You can look on the website, and it'll give you the information on exactly how to either register early or to show up on Saturday morning. I looked at the weather. It's supposed to be beautiful. You can come out there, and you can see as many cops as you want. You can see as many. You know, we have our canines out there. A lot of our vehicles will be out there. The van that we just spoke of will mm-hmm. be out there. And again, it'll just be a fabulous time. Cubs Crawfish will be selling the crawfish plates for you. And it's just, again, a start of the summer, and it is a wonderful event.
Outstanding. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir. Thank you for the time. Thanks for educating the audience. Thanks for keeping us safe. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.
7:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about that next home transaction, either because you want to pick up a vacation rental or a long-term rental or something that you want to buy maybe for the kids or for yourself because you want to move up or down or to the beach or to the city or to the country or whatever the case is, if you're buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty do this extraordinarily well. 209 homes sold last year, 4 a week on average. I mean, some weeks are, you know, 2, some weeks are 10 or 12, but that's a lot of homes. It's a lot of closings. That's a lot of deals. That's a lot of setting the price and doing open houses and staging and photographing and listing and answering questions and following up. And they just know how to do this very well. And, you know, I remember her talking on Pep Talk recently about how, you know, and then all of a sudden the market gets a little bit different. Like, it had been relatively slow. I mean, they're selling a lot of homes. But then all of a sudden, within the last couple of weeks, it's just become a little bit different. You know, houses that were sitting for a while are now getting several offers, sometimes above list price, not always, but sometimes. And so it just kind of has changed. And they are right on top of those changes and able to capitalize on it, whether you're buying or selling. Give her a call. Put her on your list and talk to her. What do you do differently? 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by the Pensacola Little Theater. Get ready to laugh out loud with Junie B. Jones, the musical from April 10th through the 12th. Tickets are available at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Still rolling accident-free, but not delay-free if you're on Highway 90 coming into Pensacola. Let's see here. Through that construction zone, you're experiencing about a 15-minute delay. And also I-10 eastbound right around Pine Forest through Highway 29, seeing about a 7-minute delay. And also I-10 westbound between Pine Forest and 9 Mile through that construction zone, experiencing about a 7-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, Bands on the Beach kicks off. Is tonight, every Tuesday at the Gulfside Pavilion on the Pensacola Beach. It's the Calverts night, 60s, 70s, and 80s music. They say we only play things you can dance to. If we can't dance to it, we don't play it. Always a good time out on Pensacola Beach, 7 o'clock tonight.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
Let me introduce you to Social Mirror. This is when we take the best content from your social media platform and deliver it to the phones, tablets, and computers of your target audience, where they live or wherever they go on the internet. You can add a call to action that sends people to your website or opens up their phone app with your phone number on it or gives them directions to find you. All of this comes with reporting to show how many people saw the ad and reacted to it.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
Don't you hate it when you wake up and feel like you already missed something important? The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Weekdays, 5 to 9. News Radio 92.3.
We are doing the right thing, aren't we, Hi? I mean, they had more than they could handle.
Well, now, honey, we've been over this and over this, and there's what's right, and there's what's right, and never the twain shall meet.
That's that Nick Cage folk wisdom for you there. 7:58, News Radio 92.3. You know this song, John? It's weird, right?
It recognize really the voice? Is.
You know the song, though. Dire Maker from Led Zeppelin, but being done by...
Gwen Stefani.
Oh, that's close. Like. Sheryl Crow.
Oh, okay.
There was an album that came out, Encomium, I think it was called, many years ago, that was all covers by 90s bands, I think, at the time. So that's some really interesting stuff on there. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The Artemis II astronauts are on their way back to Earth, the crew conducting its hours-long flyby of the moon Monday. And during that historic flyby, the astronauts broke Apollo 13's record for the furthest distance traveled by humans. I know you've got some feelings on that record-breaking.
Yeah. Also, I really appreciate including the ambient audio from the Microsoft Windows 95 program that they use on Artemis to communicate with us. Notification alert was great.
Well, I was thinking about upgrading the newsroom to Windows 97, but we'll have to see if we got the budget for that. The president says that he is looking for the leaker who leaked information about those rescue operations over the weekend involving the downed American airmen in Iran. During the press conference yesterday, he said that information was leaked to the press that endangered the lives of everybody involved in that search and rescue operation.
Yeah, and he said they would go find the person, find who's responsible, that they would force disclosure at the point of jail if people would not voluntarily disclose it. I just think that when you're a journalist, your obligation is to, save lives if you can and disclose stuff like that.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
A whole civilization will die tonight. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump just posted that on Truth Social, adding never to be brought back again. As his deadline for Iran to stop blocking oil and other shipping in the Strait of Hormuz is down to 11 hours, Fox's Alexandria Hoff reads more of that post from the White House.
I do not want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionarily wonderful can happen. Who knows? We will find out tonight, one of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end.
Unless there is some sort of a deal before the deadline, the president says.
We have a plan because of the power of our military, where every bridge in Iran will be decimated.
And he also warns that the U.S. military will bomb every power plant in Iran, prompting state media there to call out for all young people, athletes and artists, professors and students to form a human chain around the power plants. Ahead of that threatened bombardment, other bombing.
Fox News can confirm overnight the United States hit dozens of targets on Iran's Karg Island. This is the island responsible for more than 90% of Iran's oil exports. Fox's Jennifer Griffin says the targets included bunkers, radar stations, and ammunition storage.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. Oil prices rising again this morning, up about 3%. Gas also a couple of cents higher. AAA's national average for regular at $4.14 a gallon. Diesel $5.64. The Artemis II crew is resting after a record day in space.
From all of us, it's a privilege to witness you carrying the fire past our farthest reach.
That's NASA Mission Control after the four astronauts traveled farther from Earth than anyone ever as they did a fly around the far side of the moon, and they'll return on Friday, splashing down off the California coast. America's listening to Fox News.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
It's election day in one House district in Georgia where they're voting this morning in a runoff election to replace Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was once a big MAGA Trump supporter, now a Trump critic. She resigned in January. The president has endorsed Clay Fuller, hoping he keeps that seat. Republican red facing Democrat Sean Harris today. This weekend, there's an election in Hungary, and Vice President Vance has gone to Budapest today to back Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who's facing a strong challenge to his 16-year run leading Hungary.
We want Europe to be energy independent and even energy dominant, but it's not going to be energy secure if it continues to follow the failed policies of the past. And so I think Viktor has been a great example in charting a course that could lead to a better, more prosperous, and more energy secure Europe.
And the vice president was standing next to Prime Minister Orban.
With the election of President Trump, I believe a golden era has been ushered in our relations.
There is scandal in Australia. A man once considered and hailed a war hero, now charged with war crimes.
Police haven't publicly confirmed the name, but it's widely reported that Ben Robert Smith is who was taken into custody at Sydney Airport after a flight from Brisbane, accused of killing five unarmed Afghan prisoners in 2009 and 2012. Robert Smith was awarded Australia's Victoria Cross and Medal of Gallantry for his service in Afghanistan. He sued several newspapers over articles in 2018 accusing him of war crimes. A civil court dismissed the lawsuit and found the claims probably true. A criminal conviction requires proof beyond a reasonable doubt. War crime murder carries the potential sentence of life in prison in Australia. Another former soldier was charged last year, pleading not guilty. Chris Foster, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down before today's trading. This new college basketball champion, Michigan, beat UConn 69-63 to win the NCAA men's national title for the first time since 1989. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:05 at News Radio 92.3. 50 degrees right now. We've got sunshine this morning. We'll get a full look at our forecast in just a few minutes. First, let's check in with John Pickens, who's got an update on our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. But again, if you're on Highway 90 coming in to Pensacola through that construction zone, experiencing about a 9-minute delay at this point. And I-10 westbound between Pine Forest and 9 Mile, experiencing about a 12-minute delay through that part of the construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Well, a Pensacola research lab unveiling its next-generation humanoid robot that they say potentially could work alongside first responders in dangerous situations. The Institute for Human and Machine Cognition has built Alex, an all-electric humanoid robot designed to operate in real-world urban environments. Unlike previous IHMC robots, Alex runs on battery power, doesn't have any hydraulics, can go outside without being tethered to a lab. Researchers say eventually could respond to bomb threats or other dangerous scenarios. They are hosting an open house on Friday where you can get a look at the robot. Senator Rick Scott says he's disgusted by what some Democratic lawmakers did recently. Scott reacting to a visit from Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal and Congressman Jonathan Jackson to Cuba over the weekend. He says the only reason lawmakers can virtue signal with dictators and thugs is that they have freedom, which the oppressive Cuban regime would never allow for their own citizens. A record 44 candidates have now filed to run for Florida governor this year. That's more than double the previous record of 21 candidates set 8 years ago. Political experts say the large field of potential candidates could reflect public frustration with career politicians, or they say it could also just be a result of the social media era and its tendency to attract attention seekers. Candidates can get on the November ballot by paying a $5,500 filing fee or collecting 140,000 voter signatures. It's 8:07. Let's get a look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at some very beautiful weather today with some cooler temperatures in the morning, warming up near 77 degrees for your afternoon highs with some sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 57. For Wednesday, small 20% chance of a stray sprinkle, otherwise partly sunny skies, high near 73. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 58. Looking at that nice weather as we head into Thursday with a small 20% chance of rain continuing. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it's beautiful morning sunshine. We've got 54 in Pensacola, 53 in Gulf Breeze, 52 in Milton. Your next news at 8:30. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
You don't always have time to sit and listen. That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does. Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Al.